Mother Petra was born the 14th of June 1924 in Ulde, in Germany, and was baptized on the 18th of June 1924 at St. John the Baptist Church. Her parents were Bernard and Paula Monigman, a wealthy family. Now, little Paula was taught by her mother from a very young age to offer little sacrifices and bear inconveniences of life for the love of Jesus and for the souls in purgatory. Even as a child, she had keen attention on those who suffer, and she really felt sympathy for the sufferers. Now, at the threshold of adolescenthood, Paula proved to be bright and brilliant, an extraordinarily gifted student. In her youth, she also went through the painful experience of the Second World War. Paula was well aware of the adverse impact of war, especially on the developing countries like India, reflected in the media. Her heart was moved with compassion towards the poor and suffering. Now, after her college studies, Paula joined the religious order of the Ursulines in Germany, founded by Saint Angela Merici, and became an Ursuline nun in 1954. She made her final vows on the 29th of September 1957 and took the name Sister Petra of the Holy Cross. In this period, after the war, West Germany gradually became again a wealthier country. As a professional teacher, Mother Petra taught in the school of Nieheim until 1966. Mother Petra was unhappy and was not satisfied with her life and assignments as a teacher. Her interest grew in the suffering people, the sick, the lepers, the hungry, and the abandoned. She longed to become a missionary working for the poor in developing countries. Now, during her stay in Caritas, she got ample opportunities to visit the nearby villages, where she came across the grim realities of poverty, sickness, and exploitation, which made her deeply distressed and restless. Mother Petra could not find peace and contentment in her life and service at Caritas. She realized her calling to be something different, something infinitely higher. Mother Petra had a vacation trip with her colleagues to Munnar. On their way, their vehicle failed at a village. She made a casual visit to the village. She was shocked to see the real poverty and utter misery of the people, the face of emaciated women carrying children and babies, covered with pus running sores, disfigured by inflated bellies, living in huts worse than a cattle barn. Her heart melted with pity and she began to ask herself, what could I do for these people? The picture of poverty and penury of the people never passed from her mind. The immediate news about the misery of people in India created a strong vibration of sympathy in her heart. She tried to respond to these people by sending medical aid and material help, but her conscience never left her at peace. She felt that God did not want her gifts to the poor, but to give herself to them. She heard an inner voice say, "You must go," which later turned into a compulsion within her to give up her comforts to serve the poor. Mother Petra was helped to find a suitable place to begin by Father Zukol at Patuvam, a village 4 kilometers to the west of Taliparamba in the Kannur district, where she founded the new congregation with 8 candidates in 1969. She was insistent that they lived as the very poor of the village. Mother Petra herself had poor health, but worked with incredible energy and willpower. Physical ailments were a constant companion of Mother Petra. In addition to the physical hardships, the extreme poverty and poor lifestyle converted her life into a perpetual holocaust, a living sacrifice. Yet she rarely complained about her sufferings. Another noticeable feature of Mother Petra's life and activities was a profound trust in the providence of God. Like Abraham, the patriarch, she relied totally on the living providence of the Heavenly Father. Many things appeared to her humanly impossible. Her problems of health threatened her cherished plans and goals. At times, she was lost in darkness and gloom, yet she cast herself in the guiding hands of God. Mother Petra lived a life of poverty. Very often she walked barefoot on the rough and stony ground of Patuvam, bearing the scorching heat of the day, sweating profusely, drenched in the pouring rain. She worked tirelessly, without complaint, with an air of joy, satisfaction, and a thrill in undergoing hardships. She lived a very simple and parsimonial life, after having given up heroically all the comforts of a European life of wealth, having adopted a rigorous poverty in order to enrich her fellow beings in India. She founded 20 convents and guided and formed candidates for a congregation. The 1st of June 1969 witnessed the long-awaited dawn of the birth of the Dina Sevana Sabha, or as it's commonly known, Servants of the Poor.